Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Welcome, one and all, in here, out there, all around the world, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Everyone excited about the Super Bowl this Sunday? Yeah. Travis Taylor, Vegas, baby. Well, tough nuts, we're talking about constitutional law. Because today, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the case about Colorado kicking Trump off that state's ballot. This is an historic, monumental case. In fact, it's such a big deal that last night, people lined up and waited for seats in the viewing gallery. Though evidently, one guy was just in line for an Apple Vision Pro. Arguing the case for Trump today was former Texas Solicitor General and least popular display at Madame Tussauds, Jonathan Mitchell. Mitchell here has a reputation as a tough litigator. One former colleague told Politico he has a strong conviction for what he thinks the law is. Actually, not the best compliment you could give. Oh, yeah, this guy is a great surgeon. He will definitely remove what he thinks is your appendix. All right? This Mitchell fella, he has a history with Supreme Court. He's argued before them in the past, and during law school, he maintained a website called Scalia Shrine, in which he posted opinions and quotes from his favorite justice. You had a website devoted to your favorite Supreme Court justice? Now, I know I'm a man who has read The Lord of the Rings too many times to count. But I just want to say, nerd! I'm sorry. I apologize. In their written argument, Trump's lawyers pinned their hopes mainly on semantics. A lot of people say your supporters are anti-semantic, but not me. I love the semantics. You know they invented bagels. Here's an example. For instance, Mitchell claims the Insurrection Clause of the Constitution applies only to people who took an oath to support the Constitution, but presidents swear an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. The word support does not appear. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I wear a suit professionally, so I feel qualified to say that that is dumb. It's like saying, honey, I know I swore till death do us part, but we never said whose death. And I personally think me banging my Pilates instructor is what Queen Elizabeth would have wanted. Now, Trump, yeah, sure. Anyway, Trump's lawyers have also pointed out that the 14th Amendment says people who engaged in an insurrection cannot hold office. It doesn't say they can't run for office. But the point of running for office is to hold office. Unless you're Nikki Haley, we're not sure what her point is. Oh, also, there's established precedent here. People are disqualified from running for president all the time because they don't meet the criteria for holding office. For instance, you have to be a natural-born American citizen and over 35 years old. Those are the only rules preventing us from having President Petit Bebé. You know his campaign promise. Goo goo, ho ho ho. Wee wee. My diaper is full of wee wee. But despite all this, the smart money says Trump's lawyers are going to win. All of the justices, all nine, seem skeptical that one state could do this on their own. Here's Elena Kagan.
I think that the question that you have to confront is why a single state should decide who gets to be president of the United States. In other words, you know, this question of whether a former president is disqualified for insurrection to be president again is, you know, just say it. It sounds awfully national to me.
Yes, it's a national decision. Can you imagine if one single state was allowed to decide who gets to be president? Today it's Colorado. Next time it could be Florida. I'm sorry, they what? No, they didn't. President Gore would never allow that to happen. Hey. The case before the court is called Anderson v. Trump because it was brought by former Colorado state senator and grandma watching you back out of the driveway until you give a little honk, Norma Anderson. Now, Norma, who is a spry 91 years young, says she's a Republican but has a greater loyalty to the Constitution.
I'm one of those weird people. I read the Constitution quite often. If something comes up and I'm curious, I have one that I keep next to where I sit and watch TV. I also have one in my purse.
That is really great. That is, I think that is absolutely awesome, although I would not want to be stuck behind her in the checkout lane. I have a coupon in here somewhere. Hold on. But first, we, the people of the United States, in order to form a... Let me finish, young lady, or I swear to God I will write a check. Now, as far as whether she'll win the case, Norma had this to say.
Do I think I'll win? I don't know. It's like shooting craps, you know? Never know what you're going to get.
I got to say, a gambling analogy is not what I expected from a sweet 91-year-old lady. It's like shooting craps. It's either boxcars and Trump is taken off the ballot, or it's snake eyes and Sammy the Bull Alito takes my thumbs. So, I got this right. It seemed like it was a good day for the MAGA crowd, wouldn't you say? It seemed like a good day for the MAGA, but they still have something to be mad about. Don't you worry about that. Because remember how a while back they found classified documents at Joe Biden's house? And Merrick Garland appointed a special prosecutor to look into it. Well, today, we got the results of the investigation in a report, and the special counsel will not seek criminal charges against President Biden. So, if you're... Go ahead. Sure, why not? Fine. So, if you're in a fantasy league for presidential indictments, it's still Trump 91, every other president ever, zero. Now, you got that? Can you clean that up? But this report could hurt Joe. It's an election year, and polls show half the country is not willing to vote for an unindicted non-criminal. Now, the special counsel is a former Trump Justice Department official, and he name-checked his old boss when explaining why he's not bringing charges. He cited Biden's cooperation with investigators, unlike Trump, who refused to return classified material after being given multiple chances to avoid prosecution. This is clearly a deep state witch hunt. I saw proof in a classified document, which I will not return, because right now it's propping up the leg of the omelet bar. Now, the report also includes photos of the places the documents were found at Biden's home, including this one of Biden's garage. From the looks of that, I'm guessing they also found confiscated a pigeon's nest, 3,000 takeout menus from the 80s, and a box of Nokia chargers labeled still good. The report was not all roses for Biden, I have to say. After interviewing Biden multiple times, the special counsel described the president as having diminished faculties and said he presents himself as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. Hoo boy. But it does explain those yard signs. Biden 2024. Now, hang on. What I come out to this yard for? A new docuseries on Netflix right now is depicting Alexander the Great as gay, and it is sparking conservative fury. Conservatives haven't been this mad since Netflix's recent game show, Is It Gay Cake? The six-part docuseries features historians and dramatic reenactments of Alexander's life. And in the first episode, Alexander is seen kissing his good friend and possible lover, Hephaestion. Look, Sexuality is complex. A man kissing another man doesn't automatically mean he's gay. He could just be interviewing Andrew Garfield. All right? Happens all the time. All I'm asking is don't judge till you've walked a mile on Andrew Garfield's lips. But Alexander the Great was probably not Alexander the Straight, because according to historians, Hephaestion really was perhaps Alexander's greatest love, noting that the Greeks didn't have a word for homosexuality or to be gay. There was just being sexual. Yes, back then there was only one sexual orientation, bang everything you can until you die of a paper cut at 26. But of course, that did not stop some right-wing trolls from getting mad on Twitter, with one user named And Wokeness tweeting, Netflix made a new documentary about Alexander the Great. Within the first 8 minutes, they turned him gay. That's just historically inaccurate. Read a book or a Greek vase. But here's the thing. I don't know. If you pause your DVR, you'll see that CBS made us blur that. But you can see it in Netflix's new docuseries, My Big Fat Greek Collection of Horned Up Pottery. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Andre 3000 takes the Colbert Questionnaire.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
I'm here with the creator, the artist behind the new album, New Blue Sun. It's Andre 3000. Andre, thank you so much for being here again. It's always lovely to have you on. I have met you once, and at this point I feel like we're fairly close friends. And after you shared your ayahuasca experience with me, and you agreed to be my spirit guide. So thank you for that.
I didn't agree.
You didn't agree?
No.
Well, I'm
no,
hurt.
I'm hurt. No, I'm not qualified, but I said I think about it.
Oh, you think about it?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, what's it gonna take? What are your rates? I guess what are your rates is what I'm asking. Is there like, can you give me some eyes, like different tiers?
Nah, I gotta.
You gotta think about it?
I gotta step my game up.
Okay, like, all right. Well, even, you know, between close friends like we are, there can be a distance that you want to bridge. And one of the things we did to try to bridge spiritual divides between people here on The Late Show is we've created something called the Colbert Questionnaire.
Okay.
And the Colbert Questionnaire is 15 questions that have been designed with aerospace tolerances to penetrate directly to the heart, to the soul of someone, so they can be known.
Okay.
And no longer be alone in this veil of tears. Okay. So I'm going to... Are you ready to take the Colbert Questionnaire?
I'm ready.
You're a brave man. Andre 3000, what is the best sandwich?
A fried bologna sandwich.
Can you walk me through that? Can you walk me through a fried bologna sandwich?
So Bologna, bologna is,
sure.
You know, you take sure. the little rubber
thing off the
around,
side, yeah, yeah.
And you cut some slits in it so it don't pop up. Because it'll dome up on you if you know what I'm saying?
So like, you cut the slits so it can
yeah,
stand.
Yeah, so it can stay on the flat surface. And you flip it, and then you put it on some bread, mayonnaise, lettuce, or whatever. But it's, yes, it's a favorite. Okay. If there was a sandwich. If you're a meat eater.
Meat eater, okay. What was your first concert that you went to?
I think it was like a Fresh Fest kind of thing in Atlanta. And I think it was like Public Enemy, LL, and Houdini. Yeah. Yeah, my mama took me.
My mama took me to my first concert, too.
What was it?
The Captain and Tennille. No, that's not true. That's not true. Chuck Mangione.
Whoa.
It was Chuck Mangione, the Children of
man.
Sanchez tour.
Whoa.
And the Captain was playing in his band. That's why I mixed it up.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
As a child, man, that Chuck Mangione song. Man, like, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that meant something.
What is the scariest animal?
Scariest animal. Humans.
True. Most dangerous game. Apples or oranges?
Oranges.
Okay. What do you think happens when we die?
I think we just kind of transfer into another body or transfer, like the energy doesn't go anywhere. I think we're just kind of, these are kind of space suits or earth suits we walk around in.
The flesh.
Yeah, the skin and eyes. But I think that energy goes into something else or to another thing we can't even imagine. But the energy transfers.
Okay. Do you have a favorite action movie?
Nah, I can't think of one right now.
Really?
No.
Why haven't you been in one of the Fast and Furious movies? I could see you driving a fast car, like off a cliff or something, into like a boat.
I would have, but I think Ludacris took the role. No, I actually tried out. I tried out for Fast and Furious, and
you
Ludacris
did?
Actually took the role, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you angry about that?
No, not at all. I mean, because I wasn't ready. Like,
no?
No.
You weren't ready to Tokyo Drift?
No, I mean, I remember that audition, man. I was so nervous, man. Like, I wouldn't have hired me.
Okay. So, but it's still a possibility. It's still, the door's open as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, possibly.
So if they're watching, this is their opportunity.
Yeah, if they're watching, yeah, put me in, what, Fat 30?
Sure. Like, too fast, too flute.
Oh. Flute and Furious.
On a plane, window or aisle?
Window, so I can lean to sleep.
All right. Favorite smell?
Baby breath.
Oh, that's nice.
You know when they new and like it don't stank yet?
Yeah. What about least favorite smell?
Cigarette smoke.
Yeah. Don't smell that much anymore.
No, and there's still out there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Earliest memory.
I don't know.
What's the earliest thing you can remember?
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember what the earliest thing I can remember.
Well, then whatever's after that would be the earliest thing you can remember. I'm not asking what the earliest thing you experienced was. I'm asking the earliest thing that you still can remember.
Getting a go-kart.
Getting a go-kart. Wow. Back when, like, did you, where was this? Was it like at a track or was
it
somebody it
was
friend?
Street. It was on the street and, in College Park, Georgia. And I'd come from out of town back home, I think a day after Christmas, and it was my gift, but my cousins and them, they were driving it. Like, they were, like, before I got back home. But I just remember, like, it was, like, in the neighborhood and community, everybody came out and was,
sure.
like, is loving it.
Cats or dogs?
To be honest, neither.
You can go for another pet if you want.
Only because, I'm usually not around, and it's hard for me to take care of things.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Have you ever had a pet?
Yeah, I've had dogs. I haven't had a cat. Had dogs. I had a hamster when I was little. Fish. The normals.
The normals. The normals. You don't have like a cockatiel or a boa.
Nah, but I wanted an ant farm at one.
You can get one of those.
No, I did.
I bet you could handle an ant farm. That doesn't take a lot of care, does it?
Well, I ordered it online.
And where it has the ant like wearing like a farmer's outfit.
It comes
outfit.
With ants, and it comes with the jail and the little city they live in.
The jail.
No, it's like no,
ant
I'm
jail.
Serious.
Ant jail.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they then, put the dirt in there, and you see them do their
well,
thing.
Well, it's like jail. It's not like dirt. The one I had.
Oh.
But to calm the ants down before you put them in there, you're supposed to put them in the refrigerator, and they get cold.
Right, right.
And they calm down, and then you can kind of shake them in. I put them in the freezer. Yeah.
I think I know how this story ends.
And you see, I can't take care of things in that
way. I understand.
Way.
No, I would stick. Sorry, I would man. Stick to like, flutes.
I don't like reading instructions. I don't like instructions.
Oh, I understand the feeling completely. I'll yeah. figure it out.
Yeah, it's like how bad? How? Yeah, because they did.
How bad? Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah,
bad.
That's
but
the worst.
From the
yeah.
energy from those ants just went into some other bodies.
You're right.
So don't feel too bad.
Maybe it was that. I didn't do it on purpose.
What?
I didn't do it on purpose.
I didn't accuse you of that. You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it? And keep in mind, you don't have to listen to it on a loop. I'm just saying that when you go to listen to music, this is the song you get to listen to. What is it?
I don't know. I don't know, but it's something by Coltrane, I'm gonna tell you that.
Something by Coltrane. All right. What number am I thinking of?
3.
Interesting. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
From the rest of my life from this point on?
The rest of your life. I mean, you could go backwards in time if you want. You're Andre 3000. You can do anything you want. You're a jaguar. I'm just a human. So what is it? The rest of your life in 5 words.
Somewhere doing something with my hands, building something, drawing something. Sculpting something, chiseling something, but in a workshop somewhere. Making physical things that will last 1,000 years.
Andre 3000, congratulations. You are known. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.